You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Today is the 23rd of December, 2020. I'm Joe Vicnicki, joined online today by Greg Spahn, who is a meteorologist with the Weather Service. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Joe.
Well, we just got done with some wet, windy stuff that just blew through here last night. Did you see that throughout the region?
Absolutely. Yep. Across the region, we had snow on the Klondike and Haines highways. We had wind just about everywhere, and we had rain just about everywhere else. So, yeah, everyone got something.
And this is a return of the atmospheric river for a short while.
Absolutely. Yep. We got a nice solid plume of moisture extending from way deep down in the tropical south that came up here. Nothing as bad as what we've seen, you know, in past systems, but it's still an atmospheric river event.
Okay. Is it supposed to continue?
No, actually. Our current system is actually slated to depart the area this afternoon through tonight.
Okay, so what do we have coming up for Christmas?
So, mixed bag. Christmas Eve actually looks pretty good for the Central Panhandle. We're going to get a general break from all this inclement weather. We're going to have strengthening winds out of the north and out of the east, which will help us get some clearing skies, so we might actually see some sunshine on Christmas Eve. But it's southeast Alaska. That doesn't last too long in this time of year. And so on Christmas Day, it's looking more and more likely that we're going to be windy and rainy across the board as another system moves up from the south.
Okay, so Christmas Eve, our best chance to maybe see those planets up in the sky.
Yep, Christmas Eve is going to be the best chance you're going to get, unfortunately.
Okay. And right through the weekend, some of that weather to continue?
Through the weekend, a little bit of disagreement in the models right now. Dry weather could return on Saturday and Sunday, but we do think that there will be some chances of some scattered rain or snow here and there. So we aren't going to rule anything out just now, but I'd be cautiously optimistic if I were you.
Okay, great. Anything else to cover this week?
No, nothing really in particular. Marine-wise, it looks like winds will definitely be picking up through Christmas Eve, and especially on Christmas Day. You know, Christmas Day in particular, we could have winds in some of the central channels reaching 25 to even 30 knots, and Clarence Strait might reach gale force. So definitely going to be windy out there.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the time, Greg.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.